Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, had an opportunity to sit down with Joe Lovern, Representative House District 79, talking about the upcoming session as well as some of the things to look forward to on a session that will run from now all the way through about mid-May. Joe Lovern from Auburn and Representative of House District 79 in the state legislature. You're about to get real busy, am I right?
We are. We're kicking off session tomorrow, and we go all the way through May 19th is the latest day of the 105th, but tomorrow's a big day to get started.
Through May 19th. Golly. What did somebody tell me the other day? There was a lady that told me, it was Olene that told me. She said, I'm about to become a session widow. I won't be seeing people for a while. So we're talking about during the break, getting busy. And every year there's a theme that's going with Fordham, but the Republican Party is Alabama Values. And Joe, I guess what would that entail when you say something like that?
Well, it's a very broad scope with Alabama Values, basics of what we enjoy about Alabama. There's no real specific bills in our agenda this time. It's just some general concepts around law and order, border protection, just honest elections, supporting work ethic and those that are trying to get jobs and those trying to create jobs. It's no real specific bills. We're going to try to support our law enforcement. We've got some cities that are really getting out of control and just some bills built around that whole concept. Last session, we'd established the Department of Workforce. Mm-hmm. We had a Department of Labor that basically was a pass-through for federal benefits. And every division, it seemed, in the state had their own workforce division. No one knew what the other hand was doing. And so now it's under one silo, and the Department of Workforce will be all this type of job generation, workforce participation push under one umbrella so we can see, one, are we spending money wisely to make those jobs happen, and two, are we training people for the correct workforce? So I'm very excited about anything we can do to help push that forward. We've got law enforcement that we need to continue to support, and we're going to see a push to try to make what's working in certain areas work in other areas that really need it, meaning how can we pour more resources into some of our state police to help prop up our local departments that may be struggling hiring, may be struggling with high crime rate. And I think with some things that President Trump's trying to do, it's going to get a little busier with law enforcement before we know it. And, you know, some criminals that we have in our community, I think the federal government now is going to be helping expedite the processing, getting those violent criminals out of our community. So we'll be creating support roles underneath that. And when we talk about honest elections, Representative Debbie Wood from this area has been carrying for the last couple of years. We've passed it out of the House. We just hadn't got it out of the Senate yet. Is an audit bill with our elections where we just do an audit of our machines that count the ballots. Mm-hmm. You voted here. You know, you fill out your ballot. You drop it in that machine. And we're fully trusting that computer. And I don't know if you know this, but computers can be hacked, Ben. Yeah. I didn't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
And so we just want to make sure, you know, we have some of the safest elections in the nation here in Alabama, and we just want to make sure we continue that process. So bills like Debbie Wood's audit bill are some that we're going to continue to look at to try to create that honest elections. And that's just a general term, some of the Alabama values that we all hold dear.
Yeah, I've told people before, I mean, you represent this area and you're from here, and you and I have known each other a super long time. We do live in kind of a bubble. So when you get ready, you talk to some of these other lawmakers from around the state, I'm sure they ask you, because we have our issues, but Lee County is a little different than Lowndes County. And so I'm sure that people are asking you, what are y'all doing to do it right? And what are some of the things that you do that are down in Montgomery? Or are you asking some of them, hey, we see where you did this. How did you make that happen? And that way you can even better Lee County.
Well, you're absolutely right. We are in a wonderful part of the state here. And I serve on the Education Ways and Means Committee, and I tell my fellow members, I try not to be a public school snob, because we have one of the best public schools in the state, and we're so blessed to have that. My kids are in that system, and what works here doesn't work in some of the areas, just like you said. So how do we take the template that we've put here, apply it to those areas? Well, one for sure is we are propping up and have a huge surplus. We're being criticized because of the surplus we have, but it's really just savings, because we're setting ourselves up to where if we had a long time downturn, it'd be many years before we went into proration. Mm. Because just in the education budget, we're getting close to $4 billion in surplus that we have tucked away to plug holes as they come about. We opened up school choice last year, where those people that do not have the options that we have here need another option. Mm-hmm. And so how does that look? We put in the lowest income brackets could open up this year. We had an overwhelming amount of people that wanted to participate in that school choice, where you as a parent can make the best decision and take the money applied from the state for your student and move it to another school program that might be better. Now, the beauty to that is all schools did not have to participate. So, for instance, Auburn City Schools, if they didn't want to accept those students, they don't have to, because we're already at capacity here and got some growth issues as we know it. So trying to build that blueprint where we create some opportunities for those that need it, but we don't negatively impact those that are out there that have things going on all cylinders. One thing we've looked at, you'll see in the news a lot, is trying to redo the foundation program, where right now there's a specific amount per student that goes to every school system. There's a sliding scale based on economic need and different sizes of each school system, but that hasn't been looked at for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at, does that work best? Or do some areas, this is second, may need more special ed teachers. How do we look at sliding that funding around and give more control to our local education? So that's one area that you'll see us continue to talk about. We've had a task force we've been working on, and my first question at the initial meeting was, we pay a lot of taxes here in Auburn. We pay a lot to live here. I do not want us to go a step backwards when it comes to our public education. So that's been my minimum mark when it comes to that task force, and they've exceeded so far. We've got a lot of communication going, but we're not there yet with that foundation change.
Mm. Joe Lovren visiting with me as our session begins tomorrow. He's going to be busy, goodness gracious, all the way through May. I'm sure the wife and family appreciate that. Dad's going to talk more about what's going on out of Montgomery, as well as the rest of Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Auburn Opelika this morning, as we continue our conversation with Joe Lovren, the representative from Auburn, representing House District 79 in the state legislature. Joe, you were telling me during the break, I guess I didn't realize your role. You're the rules guy. Do you find that appropriate too, by the way?
it's a interesting role, and when Speaker Ledbetter asked me if I'd fill that role, I was very honored, and it's been an exciting time. Those that may not know, a bill has to pass out of committee, and once it passes out of committee, then it goes on the calendar each day. What's getting debated? What's our priorities? What bills are ready to move forward? But with my time in the fire service, I like being busy, and so it's very, very much in tune with that role as well, just dealing with people and mm-hmm. trying to melt all those passions and dynamics together to get us moving forward.
I will say, you and I were visiting because I said, you know, that the Democrats are going to do the Forward to Freedom. That's going to be their push this time around, and deal with both sides of the aisle. I mean, you're not just – I mean, everybody looks at you and you're on the Republican side, but when you're on the Rules Committee, you're kind of on both sides when it comes to people sitting in front of you and pushing papers in front of you.
Sure, I'm only one of 105. The Speaker's only one that's sitting in bills that we think are the greatest, most conservative values. That's they fully at legislation. So a lot of time I spend is with the Democratic Party, just trying, and Republicans that disagree with what we're doing, just try to fine tune back. A lot of it's a misunderstanding. What may be an impact from legislation, and two, just the federal politics fully into our state politics, just like it doesn't really local. We have different opinions when we're talking by the mailbox with our neighbors sometimes, but when it comes to it, the of creating jobs, educating our children, we all have those same goals. We just have a different pathway to get there. Mm-hmm. And so working through that dynamic is, and it's, I'll say my job in my office is help redirect passion. So mm-hmm. where do we take those opinions and apply it, or and just tell people no, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I try to tell people, I had someone tell one time, no is the second best answer, so mm-hmm. you know where you are. And I try to give people that respect and do it with kind heart, just that I would want back in return. So it's a lot to work through, but I really enjoy it. It's as soon as we start. A legislative day, I present the calendar. The Democrats can debate it, and for the last 2 years, they've only debated the calendar one time. So, mm-hmm. so it takes a lot of pre-effort to get to that point. So I work with them to try to make sure they understand what we're doing, or if there's one bill that's important to them, I try to get it working towards the calendar, at least for a debate, whether we're going to pass or not, just because they represent people just like I do. They represent sure they have the needs and wants and desires, and so to make sure they have the chance for their voice to heard, even if we're not going to move forward with their legislation. So that's an interesting dynamic, and then as soon as we get the calendar going, I'm working on the bills for the next legislative day. So it just is a turnover, and I have a great committee, a great staff, and we are constantly reviewing bills and trying to figure out which dynamics to move forward.
Anything on the foreseeable future from either Democrats or Republicans? I know that as far as the hot topics, always lottery, gambling, sports gambling now has become a thing online and other places. Only thing I really saw was, I guess, Representative Hammett out of South Alabama is wanting to crack down on illegal gambling. And when we say that, all of it's illegal, but like what Mayor Fuller told us in Opelika was folks behind closed doors doing some little, call them private casinos with cards and dice and even some machines that they've had to raid from time to time. He wants to beef up that as well as so that's really the only thing I've seen that's could come about from that. And it would be punishment. It wouldn't even be to push forward, you know, with sports gambling or lottery or whatever.
Sure. Well, I think the general consensus and my viewpoint too, you don't want to see a casino on every street corner in every community. You don't want rampant problems with gambling, but we can't shy away from the fact we have gambling in Alabama. And mm-hmm. I had so many people tell me, well, I just don't want us to have gambling in Alabama. Well, I passed two casinos on my way to Montgomery, and if the bill that went through last year would have passed, we still would have casinos on the way to Montgomery. And we've got one that's passed by local legislation that is in play, and one that's an Indian casino that we cannot do anything about. So mm-hmm. we have it in this state. But what we do have is we do have a big demand for it because a lot of people are wanting to do it. Just facts here. And we do have not a lot of teeth on our regulations for cracking down on the illegal casinos you're speaking of mm-hmm. and enforcing and taxing the ones that we do have. So that issue is going to continue to come up until we address it with mm-hmm. with either beefing up the regulations to where give law enforcement the ability to step in and try to curtail any corruption tied around it. And then here we're in a border town, border county, so a lot of people think about the lottery and mm-hmm. because it's there in Georgia. It has its pros and it has its cons. But whether you're for it or against it, I'm a big believer we still got to have the debate about it because it's here. We've got it, whether we like it or not. We're just not stopping it, regulating it, or taxing it. So I just think we need to keep in mind. Several counties are trying to do their own, make it legal in their own county. And that's one thing. Let's address it as a state. Mm-hmm. Let's look at it and see, is it good for Alabama or not? Mm-hmm. It's just, no matter how you feel about it, more aspect of it, is it not? Mm. And we're doing pretty good right now without that revenue. Mm. We've got the surpluses I told you about. We've got record companies wanting to come to Alabama, and people make fun of us on a national stage sometime, but we're doing pretty good here.
Kevin Flanagan that joins me on Thursdays, we talk about movies, and he said that's another thing that Alabama's becoming. Started with Georgia around the Atlanta area, but filmmakers are wanting to come here because it's, number one, the taxes are a little bit better on them, but number two, They said the state's been so welcoming whenever they come in and they shoot and they invest in the communities that they're in. And then and it's like one gentleman told me, he said, they come here from L.A. and they've been paying $4,000, $5,000 a month in rent for an apartment. And then they come here and they can get in a, you know, 3,500 square foot house. So it's a little different ball game.
Oh, and low property taxes, which is, it makes us certainly appealing to a lot of people. And, you know, people, a lot of people will say, oh, I wish you'd tax like Florida or Mississippi just started a thing to do away with their income tax, which is great. You have to think about it. If we taxed like Florida and Mississippi are doing now, we would actually be taxing our people more.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize per capita, we're the lowest tax state in the union, mm-hmm. which I love. And I do not like any taxes, but I do know that we need fire trucks. I know that we need schools. I know that there's roads that we need to pave. But at the end of the day, you know, we're going to keep looking for ways that make an impact where we can reinvest, turn that money back in the economy. And I think people are seeing the way Alabama is doing business when it comes mm-hmm. to taxation. With Trump in office, he's going to push a lot of federal tax changes, and like he did in 16. And we mm-hmm. have to adjust our tax policy to align with that. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what comes out of that administration, see what we need to adjust and to keep doing our number one job, which I feel is to make opportunities for people, and that's what we're going to do.
Again, talking session within the state of Alabama, talking about the state legislature. Joe Lovern from Auburn, House District 79 state representative. We'll continue with more in a moment. We continue our conversation with House District 79 representative Joe Lovern from Auburn as we talk the legislative session that is now in the works. Also, some accomplishments, including the war on drugs and how fentanyl even impacts the state of Alabama. Fentanyl's been a topic of discussion to making people aware of things you've been a part of as far as successes.
Well, us in the legislature and any elected body, we bring our experiences in and apply it to try to make a difference. And in my time in public safety, there's two areas we need to make a difference. One, I passed a bill for a storm shelter tax credit, where if you could build a storm shelter at your home, you can get a tax credit to help pay for it. So dealing with the tornadoes we had in Beauregard, I felt like we could do better.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is fentanyl education. I passed a bill last year that requires an in-depth education with our public school students on fentanyl education and the dangers around fentanyl. That named it after a great young man here, Price Hornsby, who passed away. I actually had to respond to that call. It made a huge impact to me as a parent, as a first responder, great family here locally. Put a name to it so it really means something. This affects true lives.
Mm-hmm.
The days of experimenting or just trying things are over, because with fentanyl, there's a one-time shot.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to drive home to people that it's just not worth it. And the fentanyl pouring into this country every day and ending up in vapes, ending up in just pills for Adderall that are people are making that have some level of fentanyl in it, it's everywhere. So trying to drive home, if it saves one life, it's worth it. So I'm very excited about that legislation and glad to see it incorporating in our school system now.
Very well said. So, as always, man, I appreciate your time. So we'll get you back in here when things settle down a little bit.
Appreciate to be here and appreciate to represent this wonderful area and War Eagle.
War Eagle. Again, House District 79 State Representative Joe Lovern talking session, legislative session that is currently taking place. We'll provide as many updates as we possibly can through Auburn Opelika This Morning and News Talk WANI throughout the legislative session that will run all the way through mid-May.